Հանումով եւ օրվով եւ հոգուին սրբով, ամեն։ Yesterday in the Armenian Church we remember the feast of Saint Gregory's emergence from the pit of Khorvirad. And for many of us we know the story. We know the story of how Durtad persecuted Saint Gregory the Our Illuminator and threw him into a pit for 13, 14 years. He remained there, and after 13 or 14 years, King Durtad became possessed by a demon. He then was told, or his sister, Hostrovitu, was told, only this man named Gregory can heal him. Gregory came out of the pit, healed him, baptized him, and as a result, King Durtad declared that Christianity would be the religion, the official religion of his kingdom, Armenia, in the year 301. This is what we remember yesterday. Today, we remember how Saint Gregory was walking through the vineyards of King Durtad in his palace. And one evening, he sees a vision from heaven of Christ coming down with a golden hammer. And he comes to the ground and he strikes it three times. And out of the ground, a vision of a cathedral appears, called what we call today Echmiadzin. This vision appears, and Christ tells St. Gregory to build his church here. He then runs to King Durtad and he tells him, "Your Eminence, this is what I have seen." And King Durtad, without thinking a second thought, he says, "Then we must build it." And he immediately commands that this church be built for the glory of God. And it was built ultimately and completed in the year 303. And it remains there today. Many of us have been to Echmiadzin. Many of us have seen this cathedral that was built. Naturally, over the centuries, it has changed a little bit. It has gone under renovation. And today, in fact, it is being renovated. And I believe it is in this September that it will be opened once again to the public. But it was called and has been called Echmiadzin because Ech in Armenian, in classical Armenian, means the one who descends, the descent, Ech, and Miadzin, the only begotten, the only one who is born, referring to Christ. And so this is the place where the only begotten, Christ, descended onto this earth. And when I went to Jerusalem once, many years ago, Bethlehem actually, they told us there's only two places in the world that Christ has descended from heaven. Bethlehem and Echmiadzin. Nowhere else. It is interesting to think, what was King Durtad thinking this whole time when St. Gregory comes to him and says, "I want you to build Christ wants you to build this church for his glory." If we remember King Durtad's story, he was not a nice guy. Not by any stretch of the imagination. He tried to rape Saint Peripsime. He murdered nuns. He tortured a holy man, Saint Gregory the Illuminator, who later came and healed him. He was possessed by demons. And as the story says, he became like a wild boar. He was so crazy. And yet now, Christ has come and asked him to build a church for his glory, to spread this new faith. He has been told to put his trust in the same God that Durtad had persecuted and had spit upon and had rejected. Very similar, if we remember our Bible stories, to St. Paul. He killed and persecuted Christians, and now he becomes one of the greatest evangelists in Christendom. Many of us have done wrong things. All of us have sinned, and all of us have done things that we sometimes think are unforgivable. We can say, "How can God forgive me for doing this, when I can't even forgive myself for doing this?" And we often go back and think about the wrongs that we have done, and we ask, how is this possible? How could God forgive me for that? But God does. God says, I love you, where Satan says, he hates you. God says, I will forgive, when Satan says, God won't forgive you. God says, come to me and I will give you rest. Satan says, there is no rest. You have nowhere to go. So often, Satan says the opposite of what God says. And we often believe that. It is interesting, and I believe that St. Gregory the Illuminator probably told King Dertot the gospel that we read today. When St. Gregory comes to him and says, how am I supposed to build this church? I've done this. How am I supposed to do this now? Why does God choose me to do this when I've done all these wrong things? And I think St. Gregory would probably say to him the gospel that we hear today, where Christ says, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hands. We have been given into God's hands. Through our baptisms, we have become servants of God. And God, now we belong to God. Our souls, and no one can take us from God. Not Satan, not this world, not even worries, fears, or cares. It is a comforting thought that we have to put our trust in Christ. Because if we don't, then we get distracted. There's a story of a man walking on a very dark night, and he ends up slipping and falling off a cliff. And as he falls down this cliff, he grabs onto a tree root that is coming out of the cliff. And he holds on to it, and he's yelling, help, help. Finally, a voice comes, and the voice says to him, what do you want? And he says, I have slipped and fallen, and I'm holding on to this root of a tree, and I need help. Can you help me? I can't last much longer. And this voice says, of course I can help. So the man says, well, what do you want me to do? How can you help me? What do you want me to do? And the voice, he says, who are you? Who are you that you're able to help me like this? And the voice answers and says, I'm God. So he says, now, God, what do you want me to do so you can help me, so I can be saved? And God says, I want you to let go. And after thinking a little bit, the man says, is there anyone else up there that can help? So often, we are found in the same situation, where we're holding on for our dear life, and we're asking God to help us. And God says, let go. Let go. And we don't want to, because we feel secure right there. We think we feel secure, but we're not. When we do finally let go of those roots we're holding on to, we will fall, but we're going to fall into his hands, the hands that we can never be taken out of. But this is the difficult thing for all of us, to let go. So often we hold on to our past, we hold on to the issues that we have, the sins that we have committed, the things others have done to us, and we don't want to let go. We think that those things are going to give us security and trust, but they don't. Because all we are doing is holding on to a root and dangling over a cliff. But if we are willing to let go, we'll fall into God's hands, and he will pick us up and bring us back onto the mountain. It is through baptism, participating in the sacraments, and most importantly, receiving Holy Communion on Sundays, that we reaffirm our trust and our faith in Christ. And we say to him, I don't know what's going on in this world. I don't understand what's happening in my life. I don't understand why these things are occurring, but I trust you. I have faith in you. I believe that whatever is going to happen will be for the good. And I am willing to let go so that you can help me get up out of the difficulty I am in. So today on the feast of Etchmiadzin, let us put ourselves in King Dertat's situation. The things we may have done wrong, the things we may have that we may have done to others or have happened to us, let us think, how can God forgive us? And the first step is by letting go of the past and saying, I am new. I am no longer who I was. I have been born in Christ, and now I am going to be a Christian 100% of the time. Because Dertat left his entire past behind him, and he became one of the greatest saints in our church today. And we sing hymns to him at every wedding, to him and his queen, Ashten, celebrating his kingdom, his glory, which is seen in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.